Now, over the years, fishing nets and pots have changed dramatically. For instance, a term often used many years ago for custom-made marker buoys was a gentleman's buoy, which could be made from a type of cast aluminium, as well as the much-admired and sought-after glass globes that nowadays adorn gardens and gateposts of houses for many miles from salt water. Marker buoys were also made from cork, while today they're basically a standard plastic make. However, going back a couple of generations, common 5/8 fishermen used other items, such as, we'll say, an unfortunate dog who might have outlived its usefulness. It was killed, skinned. Its skin would have been stuffed with straw and stitched tightly so as to make it watertight and consequently float.
Thanks to our friends in Europe, we had better have a few items on the various salmon nets over the generations. While they are still in living memory, what they were made of, how they were made, and the various pluses and minuses of the different nets. It was also hard work with certain types of net, meaning that when a boat beached, the men didn't just walk away, but had some important work to do.
Now, turning to the various pots used for catching crabs, lobsters and wilks, it'd be great to hear how they were constructed in this area, as there are many variations from Malin Head to Cape Clear. By this I mean the shape, the materials used, and even the bit used for the different species being fished, as well as the type of ground, as we called it, or the type of sea bottom that you fished over. Another popular method of fishing was the use of hand lines. Now, I'm not talking about the 20 to 30 miles aptly long named long lines used by what some of us would call European pirates. Rather, the 10 to 15 fathom of twine line used by our forefathers in fishing cod, etc. I just wonder, do many people here remember the use of a turf when you cut a shape out of it and poured the molten lead into it to make it a weight that took the line down into the depths? Or does many people remember the jiggers? That was an umbrella-shaped group of wires with the multicoloured flies attached, where if you're standing next to a bit of an amateur, you could find yourself hooked in several parts of your anatomy.